I'd like to share with you today the thoughts of two great gedolim of the last generation who both spoke about the same subject, and that is the inyan of hischatshus of Chodesh Nisan, that the entire month of Nisan is a month of renewal and rejuvenation. The first gedol was the Nesiva Shalom, that's the name of the Sefer he wrote, and this was the Slonimer Rebbe Zitzal. And the second one is the Pachad Yitzchak, also the name of his Sefer that he wrote, Rabbi Yitzchak Kuttner Zitzal. Let us begin with the Slonimer Rebbe. The Pasuk says, which we read in Parshas HaChodesh, this past Shabbos, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron, Be'eretz Mitzrayim Lemor, HaChodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chadoshim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodesh Hashanah. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron in the land of Mitzrayim, and he said to them that this month is to you the head of all the months. It is the first to you of the months of the year. So the Slonimer Rebbe here has a number of questions. Number one, why does it mention where this took place, that it was in Eretz Mitzrayim? By any other time that Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, it doesn't say where it took place. What's the difference where it took place? Question number two, why does it say twice Lochem? It says HaChodesh Hazel Lochem Rosh Chodeshim and Rishon Hu Lochem L'Chodesh Hashanah. It's twice the same thing. The third question is, it seems to be saying the same thing twice. HaChodesh Hazel Lochem Rosh Chodeshim, this month is for you the head of the months. And then it seems to repeat the exact same thing. Rishon Hu Lochem L'Chodesh Hashanah. It's the first one of the months of the year. That seems to be saying the exact same thing twice. Another question, what does the Parsha then discuss afterwards? It discusses all the halachas of Korban Pesach. So what does this introduction of the new month of Bezdin, that they have to be Makadish the Chodesh, they have to call out when the new month is, how is that like an introduction to the Korban Pesach? And the final question that he raises is that at the beginning of Parsha Bereishis, Rashi brings down that really the Torah should have started from HaChodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, because that is the first mitzvah that the Bnei Yisrael were commanded with. Chazal asks, so why do we start with Bereishis? Why do we go through all the stories of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? Why don't we just start with the mitzvahs from HaChodesh Hazel Lachem? So Rashi says, because Hashem wants to tell Prime Minister Netanyahu and all the Israelis, what is our claim to Eretz Yisrael? How do we answer the Arabs when they say, you stole from us? The answer is that this world was created by Hashem, and he's the one who decided to give Eretz Yisrael to the Bnei Yisrael, where we've been living for thousands and thousands of years. But we have to come on to the fact that it's Hashem who created the world, and he's the one who gave it to the Bnei Yisrael. That's why we tell the whole history of Klal Yisrael, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. But which mitzvah would be the first one if we started just with mitzvos? It would be this mitzvah, Chodesh Hazel Lachem. The question is, why is this the one mitzvah of the 613 mitzvahs, Taryag mitzvahs, that was chosen to be the first of all the mitzvahs? And if not for the idea of why we're zocha to get Eretz Yisrael, this would be the way the Torah would begin. It would start with HaChodesh Hazel Lachem. What's so special about this mitzvah? So the Slonimer Rebbe begins to answer all these questions by telling us something that he calls Maimer Tzadikim. Great Tzadikim said the following. Of course, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodesh Hashanah means that Nisan is the first month of all the months of the year. But the word Chodesh doesn't just mean a month. The word Chodesh, the Shoresh of the word Chodesh, is Chidush, Hischatshus. So he explains that every Shabbos and every Yontiv and every Rosh Chodesh, when a person experiences those special days of the year, it's a moment to renew yourself. Every week, at the end of the week, Shabbos, You renew yourself. When we get to Friday, after a whole week, Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave us the Shabbos. So we have a chance to renew ourselves. We have a Yontif, we have a chance to renew ourselves. Even Rosh Chodesh, every month, certainly women who were given this Yontif as a special for them, even more than men, it's a time of renewal. But the tzaddikim say, Rishon hu lachem l'chotche Hashana. This month of Nisan, of all the times during the year where you can renew yourself, rejuvenate yourself, this is the head. This is the chief. And we're going to explain why it is like that. But first we have to establish this fact that Nisan, and it's different, he points out it's different than other Yom Tovim. Other Yom Tovim, when do you get the effect of the Yontiv on the Yontiv itself? Here, we get the effect already starting at the beginning of the month. We don't wait till Pesach, the 15th day of Nisan. Already at the beginning of the month, we have this aspect of newness, of renewal. And this is what the Pasuk means. Rishon hu lachem l'chotshei Hashana. All the chedushim, all the renewals and rejuvenations and changes that a person can make in their life, there's many of them, but the top one, the first primary one, is the month of Nisan. Now, he goes on to say, Lochem. We spoke about why does it say twice Lochem. So the Chazal say, Lochem v'loy l'goyim. This month was given to you, Rosh Chodesh was given to you, not to goyim. Shehagoyim moinin l'chama, v'yisrael moinin l'levana. The goyim have a year, a solar year that goes after the sun. How long it takes for the earth to go around the sun, which is 365 days. And Klal Yisrael has how long it takes for the moon to go around, and that is 354 days. So the question is, why is it that Hashem gave the Goyim to count with the sun, and Klal Yisrael to count with the moon? So he Rishlanim Rebbe explains, there's a basic difference between the sun and the moon. The sun is consistent, the same every single day. There's no change. The moon, every single day of the month, is not the same as the other day. Every single day is different than the day before. Either the moon is getting bigger, or it's getting smaller, or it becomes nothing, it becomes a full moon. Every day is different. So the Slonimer Rebbe says, Kol Shah, B'chayiv Shal Yehudi, every moment, every hour in the life of a Jew, he matzav miyuchad b'fnei atzmai. The person is living every moment of his life in a different situation than any other moment in his life. V'tomid hu yachol ischadish keber yechadasha. The moon teaches us that it's a reflection of the Jewish people. A person can change himself and become like a new entity, and that's what you learn from the moon. Even at a time when the moon totally fades and it becomes nothing, you don't see a sliver of the moon, but you know what's going to happen the next day. The next day you're going to see a little light. This means that even if a person comes to the worst situation in his life, it's totally dark, there's a hope, though, that he's going to see light. He's going to rejuvenate. He shouldn't fall into a situation of depression, of giving up hope. The moon is a symbol for us that we can renew ourselves, that we can come back and rejuvenate ourselves. Whereas by the Goyim, if they are dark, they don't have this concept of change, of moving towards a direction of getting out of the darkness. If they fall into a depression, they have nothing to hold themselves onto. When you hear about the students who are in Japan in prison, you hear about Shaul Mordechai Rubashkin. They say that if not for Torah, if not that they are able to hold on to Torah, they would be lost in the suffering that they're going to. So the Torah gives a person the ability, a yid, the ability that he can always hope that the darkness will turn into light. So even in Mitzrayim, when B'nai Yisrael were on the 49th level of Tumah, so they were in the total darkness, but Hashem said, on Nisan, this is the month where I'm going to take you out. And he explains, that's why it says, Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe alayim, Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Leimor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elohim Rosh Chodeshim. Hashem said this to Moshe and Aaron, you know why it tells you where it took place? Because it wants to give you this message. It doesn't matter what situation you're in. You could be in Eretz Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt. You could be on the 49th level of Tumah, as the Jews were, and yet you're able to get yourself out of that. And that's why it says it twice. It says Lachem twice, because the first Lachem means the whole Jewish people. But an individual might think, okay, the Jewish people as a whole could do it, but maybe I can't. And therefore it says, no, not only the Jewish people as a whole, but each individual Jew, he's also able to change himself around. Now, Chazal say that this is not only a lesson what was, but b'chol, we're familiar with this chazal, b'chol dar v'dar, chayiv adam liroys es atzma kiilu hu yatzim Mitzrayim. Every generation, we say it in the Agada, a person has to see himself as if he went out of Mitzrayim. So the Slonimer Rebbe says, chayiv adam. This is a very strong language. And the Meforshim explain, you're obligated up till Mesiras Nefesh. You have to be ready to do everything to see yourself as if you went out of Mitzrayim. We don't say this strong lashon concerning other things, but concerning this, we say you have to make it as if you just went out of Mitzrayim. So he says a pshat in the Haggadah where we say ve'ilu lehoytzei Kadosh Baruch Hu Savaseinu Mitzrayim harei anu v'neinu mishubadim. If Hashem wouldn't have taken us out of Mitzrayim, we would be Meshubad to Pari Mitzrayim. So Meshubad would seem to mean we would be slaves to Pari Mitzrayim. So the Meforshim asks a question, and what's better now? Now we're Meshubad to Obama. We're under the jurisdiction of Rome, of Edom, of Yavon. I mean, we changed places from Mitzrayim to other Golas. We're still in Golas. So what are we saying? Oh, but if Hashem wouldn't have taken us out, we'd be Meshubah to Mitzrayim. So now we're Meshubah to somebody else. So he explains, no, the word Meshubah means Shibud Mukhlet Leloy Shir. You're a slave. A slave means you can't even think for yourself. Your master has taken over every aspect of your life. He doesn't even let you think. In fact, when Moshe came to try to get the Bnei Yisrael out, what did Pari say? Ah, they're starting to think? Make the work harder. The whole idea is if you work harder, you have no time to think. You don't have a mind anymore. You're just thinking of how you can not get hit by the policeman. You have no mind. Once Pari saw they're thinking, that means they're not working hard enough. So today we're under the rulership of the nations in which we live in, but we're not totally dominated by them until we are physically and mentally that, like the Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. If Hashem wouldn't have taken us out of Mitzrayim, we would be Meshubad. Meshubad means totally 100%, no freedom whatsoever. That's what we're thanking our Kadosh Baruch Hu for. So what this teaches us is that even if a person himself is Meshubad, even if a person himself, as we're going to see soon, the Meforshim say, every person has his own Mitzrayim that he lives in. A person may do a certain Avera, and he can't rid himself of that Avera. We can all relate to Lashon Hara. We know how terrible Lashon Hara is, and yet the Gemara says everybody is over at least Avak Lashon Hara, which is Lashon Hara Midrabbanan. So a person can, in certain parts of a person's life, they can be totally meshubad. They can't control themselves. And we say, no, Nissan teaches us that even Be'eretz Mitzrayim, even when you're in the 49th level of Tumah, yes, you can. You're like the Levana. The Jews are like the moon. They can extricate themselves from the Tumah and they can have renewal. Continues the Slonim Rebbe. Usually when a person sins, he returns to Hashem and he makes himself better. He rejuvenates himself. But when someone is on the Mem Teshare Tumah, we have a pasuk in the Torah by Metzora. It says, Tome Tome Yikra. So he interprets it to mean that every Tumah that the person has calls another Tumah, like Avera Gerera Savera. One Avera brings another Avera. When a person is a Metzora, he's in a situation of Tumah. Or when a person sins, and he's in the lowest level, the only thing that he attracts to himself is more Tumah. Tumah, Tumah Yikra. One Tumah calls the other Tumah to attach itself to. But what happened in this month? So Chazal use a pasuk, which we find in the Navi. Koil doidi, hine zebo, medaleg ale horim, mekapetz ale kvois. The sound of my beloved is coming. He jumps on the mountains and he jumps on the hills. So even if a whole year round, a person cannot reinvent himself, can't do tshuva, because he has these mountains of chet, he can't get over the mountain. But when it comes this month of Nisan, it's mesugal that a person can be mechadish himself, and all the mountains of sins can melt, and he's able to become a tzaddik. Now he makes a very interesting thing. I'm not familiar with his source, but there must be a source. We know that Elul, which comes right before Rosh Hashanah, stands for Ani Ledodi Vidodi Li. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. I'm to Hashem, and Hashem is to me. But Benissen, it's the opposite. Doidi Li Vani Loi. There is what we call, and the Zohar calls it, Isarusa de la'ela. There is an arousing from Hashem first. In Elul, Ani Ledodi, I have to make the first step. Then Hashem says, okay, you make the first step, I'll come back to you. But you have to make the first step. In Nisan, there Hashem makes the first step. And how do we see that? We see it in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem called the Bnei Yisrael in the Mem Teshare Tumah, where normally we would say this Klal Yisrael, these people are stuck in the mud, they're gone. But Hashem spoke to them, Bnei B'chayri Yisrael. They are my son, my firstborn Yisrael. And then Hashem said, Ve'esa eschem al kanfei nesharim, ve'avi eschem elai. So the simple translation is, I will lift them up on the wings of eagles, and I'll bring them to me. The Slonim Rebbe explains, I will lift them up above the wings of eagles. In other words, I will lift them up to the top of the world through the hisoris of love that Hashem, doidi li, Hashem showers his love upon us, and he doesn't wait for us to climb up the mountain as we normally would. But he flattens the mountain. He jumps from one mountain to the other. We don't have to go down into the valley, up the mountain, down in the next valley. He jumps over the mountains, and in a quick way, he takes us through the love, and he brings us up to him. The Medrash says that Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're telling us that Hashem wants to redeem us? The whole Eretz Mitzrayim is full of our idols that we worship. We know Halolu Avdei Avodazar, Halolu Avodazar. The Mitzrayim served the idols, and so did the Jews, Rachmana Litzlan. So Moshe says to them, since Hashem wants to redeem you, he does not look at the fact that you served idols. So the question is, how can he not look? The answer is because Nisan, Rosh Hashanah is the month of Din, but Nisan is the month of Ava. That's the beginning of love. And we have, the pasuk says, Al kol pshoim techasa Ava. If there's a love from Hashem, then he covers with that love, he covers with that love the sins. And just like he acts to me, so I act to him. Mayim rabim la yuchlu lichboy sasa Ava. There, many waters cannot extinguish the love. So he says that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah of the Midah of Ava. Hashem shows us love, and he calls us B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, even when, as we said, we're in the Memtesh Shari Tumah. Now he says, everything about Mitzrayim was skipping and jumping. Instead of being there 400 years, we were only there 210 years. When Hashem saw the blood on the doorposts, he skipped over. And that, Hashem calls it the Chag HaMatzos in the Torah. What do we call it? We call it Chag HaPesach. So everything connected to this Yontiv is concerning this concept that through the love of Hashem, he skipped over. He overlooked the fact that we're on the Memtesh Shari Tumah, and he drew us to him. The Kuznetzer Maggid says that a person has to consider it as if he went out of Mitzrayim. He says the following words, and the night of the Seder, a person can be mishtane mazoloi mirola yofa. Even if a person had bad mazel, on the night of the Seder, he can have his Yetzias Mitzrayim. He can go, the word, I believe this is what the pshat is. We know between Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, it's called Bein HaMitzarim. Between the borders. We were pressed in. When you're in a border, you're in a pressed in area. You're not free to go all over. So we were pressed in between Shiva Asar B'Tammuz on one side, Tisha B'Av on the other side. So Mitzrayim is the same word as Mitzarim. Just like B'nai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, each one of us can go out of our own Mitzrayim, out of our own boundaries. And the Abdur Rav says, when we say in the Seder night, Asher Galonu, the Galus of Asen Mitzrayim, he redeemed us and our forefathers in Mitzrayim. A person at that time can get for himself a redemption in all his, whatever he needs a redemption for. Whatever tsaris, whatever averis, because it's a skipping of Hashem through Hashem's love. Why? Because the pasuk says, "V'ha'yo hadam lochem lo'is al abatim." When you put the blood on the doorpost, that gets you the redemption by Hashem. And he says the blood on the doorpost represents if we. Our moser nefesh for our Kaddish Baruch Hu to go in his derech, in his ways, then a person can be zoich on the night of the Seder that we break out of all the borders that are pressing us in, begashmius and beruchnius, and Hashem, because of his love, draws us out of that. Now, we ask the question, why does it say twice? The same thing. It says, "Achorish hazel lachem rosh chadashim rishon hu lachem lachotche hashana." It seems to be saying the same thing. So the Orach Chaim gives an answer that the second time it says it rishon hu lachem lachotche hashana, it means that it is the first of the months. But the first time that it says it in the pasuk, "Achorish hazel lachem rosh chadashim," it's the head, means it's the most mufchar, the most chosen of all the months. In what way is it the most chosen? So the Sfarim Rebbe says that we find the Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Machlokas. Was the world created in Nisan, or was it created in Tishrei? So the Machlokas of the Tanoim. So the Rab Chaim Vital asks the question, What kind of machlokas is there about something that happened already? What are we arguing about? Either it was Tishrei or it was Nissan. Like something happened 6,000 years ago. What's the difference? And then another problem is we know Elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. When you have a machlokas, we say that both things are really true. How could both things be true here? Either it's Nissan or it's Tishrei. So the Slonim Rebbe says that the Avodas Hashem comes from two facets. One is Avas Hashem, love of Hashem, and one is Yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem. So we say in the Aseres Hadibros, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, that's Avas Hashem. I am your God, that's we are supposed to love Hashem. Lo Yieh L'cho Elohim Acherim, you shouldn't have any other gods, that's Yira. When you're afraid, you go back. When you love, you embrace, you go forward. So, Anoichi Hashem, that represents Avas Hashem. Lo Yieh L'cho, that represents Yiras Hashem. Same thing. Zocharis Yom HaShabbos L'Katshoi, and Shamar, in the first Dibris, it said, Zocharis Yom HaShabbos L'Katshoi, remember Shabbos. Light candles, make Kiddush, those are all positive things. The second one says, Shamaris Yom HaShabbos L'Katshoi. You should watch the Shabbos, guard it, don't do the 39 forbidden malachas. So Zachar is the positive, that's the love, and Shamar, that's staying away, that's Yira, that represents Yira. So the Sefer told us, Yaakov says, why is Rosh Hashanah called Yomim Naroyim? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is called Yomim Naroyim, because there, that the midah of the month of Tishrei is Din. So it's fearful. Hashem is acting to us with justice. So we, likewise, we have to reciprocate the way he acts with us. We act to him. So we have to act with in a situation of Yiras Hashem. However, as we explained, Nissan is the Rosh Hashanah for Avas Hashem. That's the Rosh Hashanah of Kol Doidi where Hashem showed us unbelievable love. He called us his firstborn, his dear firstborn child, even when we were in the Memtesh Shari Tumah. So that represents Avas Hashem. So, because we have to act to Hashem like he's acting to us. Doidi leave ani loy. If he's showing me this unbelievable Ava, that he, a person could love, imagine a person as a drug addict for a child, and he just overdosed, and at that moment, when he's in the lowest depths, the father or mother could say, B'ni b'chayri Yisrael. So that shows unbelievable love. So we have to serve Hashem with that love as well. So now we understand the machlokas. When one says Tishrei Nivra Olam and the other one says Nissan Nivra Olam, what they mean is, what's the main thing that a person has to stress in his service of Hashem? Does he have to stress the love of Hashem, of Nissan, or does he have to stress the year of Hashem, of Tishrei? And now we understand, Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Both are correct. Because a person, Avodas Hashem of a person is together Avo and Yira. And now we understand HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem is a Hakdom at the Korban Pesach. Because as we explained, the whole Yontif of Pesach is the skipping over, where Hashem overlooks all our faults. He overlooks even if we're personally in the Memtesh Shari Tumah. So therefore, as an introduction to Korban Pesach, which the Yontif is called, Pesach, we tell you, you know how this comes about? Because this is the month where a person can change his life because of the Ava that Hashem shows us and the Ava that we reciprocate and put back to Hashem. Atkan, the beautiful words of the Slonim Rebbe. I just want to conclude with some thoughts of the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak in Maimer Ayin Vav, that he also speaks about this concept of Pesach being the moment of Hischatshus, renewal. And he brings down the same Chazal we mentioned before, Chayiv Adam Liris HaSatzmai, Ki'ilu Hu Yatzim Mitzrayim. You have to consider it as if you just went out of Mitzrayim. So that's the way Ashkenazim say it. What's my obligation? I have to consider it in my heart. I don't have to do anything, but I have to consider it, oh, I just went out of Mitzrayim. The Rambam, and that's what the Svardim say, Chayiv Adam Laharois Es Atzmoi, ki'ilu hu yatzim trayim. A Jew on Pesach has to demonstrate. That's why they have a minig. They put the matzah on the back of their shoulder and they walk around the table to show, to demonstrate. So then it's not just something you have in your heart or your mind thinking about it, but something that you're actually doing. So, where do you learn this from? Where do you learn that a person has to consider it as if he just went on a trim? And Rav Huttner explains that that, either in the heart or actually doing an action, that is his chachas. That means every year, even though I've done this for 60 years of my life, every, and it's an old thing, I'm used to it, it's boring, we've done this, been there, done that. But that's not how a Jew is supposed to feel. A Jew is supposed to, Rav Huttner has a whole mimer about how in Avodas Hashem, every day we're supposed to be hayoyim, as if you were given the Torah today. You got the mitzvah today. Imagine this was the first day that there ever was a Pesach in anybody's life, how they would do it with excitement. So that when you consider it as if I just went out of Mitzrayim right now, your Pesach is a different Pesach. Where do we learn it from? So we learn it from a Pasuk, V'zacharta ki Eved Hayisa. You should remember you were an Eved. Where is that Pasuk stated? That Pasuk is in the Luchos Shniyos in Parshas Veschanan. So Rav Huttner wants to know, why is that the Pasuk, why is that Pasuk better than the Pasuk of Laman Tisker as Yom Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yumei Chayecha. That's a pasuk we're more familiar with. We use it in the Agada. The Rambam learns out from the pasuk in the Luchos Shniyos, V'zacharta ki Eved Hayisa. From there we learn out, you have to reenact as if you're mamish going out of Mitzrayim right now. Why from that pasuk? Why not from the other pasuk? So Rav Huttner wants to say, the Rambam doesn't mean just that pasuk. The Rambam means that whole parsha. Because there's a basic difference between the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shniyos when it comes to Shabbos. In the Luchos Rishonos, which are Parshas Yisroi, there it says, Zochras Yom HaShabbos L'Katroi, and then it says, because Kisheshes Yom HaMas HaShem as a Shemaim V'Soretz, V'Yonach B'Yom HaShvi. So there, we remember Bereishis Bora L'Kim. In Parshas Veschanan, Luchos Shniyos, there Shomor Hashem Shabbos Katzrei, and there we say V'zacharta ki Eved Hayisa B'Mitzrayim. This pasuk, we don't mention Bereishis Bora L'Kim. Now we know that Zachar V'Shomor B'Dibur Echad Nemra. They were both said together. We couldn't do such a thing. Hashem is able to say the two words at the same time. So Rav Huttner says that means they have to merge together the Zachar and the Shomor. So now it comes out like this. Each one of us know that when we say Bereishis Bora L'Kim, it doesn't mean this is a historical thing that happened 5,770 years ago, but rather Mechadish B'chol Yoim, Tomid, Maisa Bereishis. Hashem is like a battery that's constantly, the fact that the world is here this second from last second means because Hashem created it again. Every second, He's continuously creating. So just like Bereishis is continual creation, not a one-time thing that happened 5,770 years ago, so too Yetzias Mitzrayim. The second Luchos is not Bereishis Bora L'Kim. The second Luchos is the Zacharta ki Eved Hayisa. But I merge it together. So just like by Bereishis, I have to consider every moment as a new creation of the world, so too, concerning, remember that you went out of Mitzrayim, it means every year I have to remember as if this is the first time that I went out of Mitzrayim. So if every moment I have to feel that way, so then we understand, Chayiv Adam, Liris HaSatzma, Ki'ilu Hu Yotzim Mitzrayim, as if you are going out right now. Now the question that Rav Huttner, and this with this we close, Rav Huttner wants to know, there's six things in the Torah that you have to remember. So why only this inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim we have to remember as it's not just, oh, remember a historical event that happened. No. This zechira of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is different than all the other zechiras, makes me obligated to think as if I just went out of Mitzrayim. By the other five mitzvahs of Zechira that are written in the Torah, we don't have this idea that you have to consider it, remember what Miriam suffered with Sarah. So I don't have to consider as if it happened this second. But this one of the Zechirahs by Mitzrayim, I have to consider it happened right now. Why is that? So Rav Huttner says, because Pesach, there was never, we're going to say what Rav Huttner says. I have a question on what Rav Huttner says. And if anybody who's listening has an answer, they should please email me at grossman@ou.org. Because I think it's a strong question. But let me tell you what Rav Huttner says. Rav Huttner Zitzal says that the epitome of newness and rejuvenation is Geirus. We find Gershin is Geir, Kekotin Shinoi L'dami, that a Goy who becomes a Ger, he's not considered related to his biological parents. In fact, so he's really Mutter. He would be Mutter, and as it would come out, Lachar, that if a brother and sister were Megayer, they could marry each other, because they're not considered related up to such a point. So he says that the whole nation of Bnei Yisrael, we learn out the dinim of Geirus from Bnei Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. They had to go through a process of all the things that you do with a ger. That's what the Bnei Yisrael went through. So it comes out that Pesach is the epitome of renewal. There's no greater renewal than a goy who becomes a ger, up to the point that he's not considered halachically as related to his biological relatives. And secondly, he says that when Adam sinned from the Eitz Hadas, there was a defect in him because of the sin. When Bnei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, and they were under Mem Tashari Tuma, but they rose themselves up to be able 7 weeks later to get the Torah, so we know that if they wouldn't have sinned with the Chet HaEgel, they would have come back, we spoke about it last week, like Adam HaRishon before the Chet. So it says, the Chazal say, Atem Kruyim Adam, Ve'ein Umis Oilem Kruyim Adam. You have the name of Adam. It doesn't mean that human beings are not a person. It means that title of Adam HaRishon before the Chet, that's what Klal Yisrael were worthy to get after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So again, we are rejuvenating ourselves, renewing ourselves, Klal Yisrael. So the moment in history where Klal Yisrael showed the biggest rejuvenation that ever was until Mashiach will come, says Rav Huttner, was Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's why, by this remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim, I have to consider it as if I just went out of Mitzrayim. Because that's what this remembering is all about. Remember Mitzrayim. What's Mitzrayim? What's the essence of going out of Mitzrayim? That you renewed yourself. The whole nation, not an individual became a ger, the whole nation became a ger. So when you consider it as if you just went out today, it's so new and fresh in your being that you consider it as if I just went out, you're remembering something where the essence of that thing is renewing to unbelievable Madrega, as we found by Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why by Yetzias Mitzrayim it's so important to make sure it's as if you went out of Mitzrayim. And that's what he brings the pasuk. Hayoyim atem yoytzim b'chaydish aviv. I didn't look up the pasuk, but I think it says hayoyim. It was aviv. Aviv is spring. That's when everything, the plants start growing, the trees start growing. That's the moment of rejuvenation. Hashem is telling you, Hayoyim, that's the mitzvahs have to be, as if you just got the mitzvah today for the first time. When a boy puts on tefillin the first time, he's excited. So that's how we're supposed to approach when you went out of Mitzrayim. When did you go out? You went out in the season of rejuvenation. Because that's the whole essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why we have to remember it in a very exciting way, as if it just happened today. The question I have on what Rav Huttner says is that the Rashi brings it down in Chumash Chazal, Gemara in Yuma Ayin Hay, that Bochu al Mishpachaisim, they cried about their families. Rashi explains that because of Matan Torah, there were certain relatives that they could no longer marry. Had they stayed a goy, they would have been mutter with those relatives. But arayus, right. A goy has arayus also. But the rule is that only what a Jew has arayus and gets killed by Bezdin, if he's over, that's what a goy is chayiv. Things that are kares, there's certain arayus are only kares, so which Hashem does, not a Bezdin, that a goy is not commanded in. So they were crying over their relatives, because now, because of Matan Torah, they couldn't marry them anymore. So the Maralmi Prague says, wait a second, but we have a rule, Gershon is Geyer, Kekotin Shanoila Dummy, so they should have been mutter to all the relatives, like we just said. So the answer, the Maralmi Prague says, and Rav Huttner is very big on the Maralmi Prague, he quotes them very often, so that's why the question is even bigger. The Maral says that when do I say the rule of Gershon is Geyer, Kekotin Shanoila, that's only if you do it willingly. But since by Har Sinai, Kaf Aleim Har Kegigis, Hashem took the mountain and said, either you accept the Torah or you don't. If not, I'm going to destroy you. So there you don't say, Gershon is Geyer Kodin Shnoda. By the way, everybody asked the question, if they accepted it willingly, Nasiv and Nishma, so why did Hashem have to force them? So the Maral says a beautiful insight, which is Kedai to know. The Maral says Hashem was teaching them, you're keeping the Torah not because you decided that you would, because if it's up to your decision, tomorrow you could decide that I won't keep it. You're keeping it because you have to keep it. Because a Jew has no life without the Torah. You have to know something that a person had to do, then that stays forever. Something that's, I decided tomorrow, the board of the directors will decide we're not doing it anymore. Hashem said, no, I forced you to do it. And that's how, but the Maral says, once they were forced to do it on such a gerus, we don't say Gershon is guy or Kekotin Shnoladami, like that you're not related to your biological relatives. You are related. And that's why the Bnei Yisrael were, in fact, usher to their relatives. So if so, this is my question. How does Rav Huttner say that the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim was the greatest rejuvenation in the history of the world? And he speaks about a gersh and his gar, kekod shenola. That's by an individual who accepted gerus willingly. So he's not related to his relatives. But the Bnei Yisrael, were forced into the gerus. They had to become Jews. And there the Maral says that they are usher to their relatives. They're not considered totally like new people. So it would seem to take away from the sharpness of Rav Huttner's vort that the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about total change and rejuvenation. When this concept, Gershon is Geyer, does not apply in the case of Bnei Yisrael, who had to be forced to become Geyer. So if anybody has an answer to that, please see me at grossman@ou.org. Thank you. Chag Kosher Sameach to everybody.